This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey folks, Gunner here. Welcome to Steel City Music, the Friday edition, of course, from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. every Friday here on The Hawk. The Hawk. Hawk, 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 hawk. That's my old my own sound effects. See, just did that. That's how creative I am during the pandemic lockdown. Interview with the people all day. The closure of this in Hollywood. People still wanting to say goodbye, which is, you know, that happens, and it'll be with Gordy K. That comes up later on in the hour, but we got lots of music to play and all the other fun stuff. So, he says, starting things off, you're going to hear some The Diodes, great cool band, with Rocket Over and Under. Midnight Oil, Best of Both Worlds, always loved this track when I was a kid growing up. And Alexis on Fire covering Midnight Oil, Blackheart. But starting things off, some System of the Down here on Steel City Music.
Breaking into part, not stealing our intentions. And the the best of both worlds here. Things are right. We got the best of both worlds here. Times are tough. We got the best of both worlds.
right, like I said earlier on in the old intro, interview with Gordie Kay coming up. We'll spin one of her favorite tracks that is attached to a specific memory that she has about being with the club. It was a good little fun little interview, and she's a fun person to talk to. And she's got quite the mouth on her, though. That's all I'm saying. She's kind of mouthy. That's all I'm saying. But that's one of her good qualities. All right. Also, we will hear some Pearl Jam, Do the Evolution, which is a track that, for me, always slips out of the radar for me. I don't know why. I always forget that they did this song. This has that whole Neil Young influence into it. If you know anything about Neil Young's music, you can hear it straight away. But starting things off, Endless Boogie with Bad River. I have never heard this track, and now I'm addicted to it. So please enjoy. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Gunner on Steel City Music. I always say that at the beginning of interviews because it's like, just in case you were just tuning in for the first time, as if that was ever possible. No, but really, folks, I'm a lonely man. On the line with me right now is Gordy Kay. Now, here's the deal on Gordy Kay. Back when she was 13 and a half, she wanted to be a cop, but then discovered that she had a love for rock and roll in Catholic high school and got kicked out like four or five times at a different schools here in Hamilton, Ontario. It wasn't for her behavior, but it was just the fact that her eyebrows just got so crazy. It was scaring the other kids in school. True story. Anyway, that's her thing. She has her own podcast, and I'll give you more details on Gordy Kay's podcast later on. My Eyebrows and Me, it's a wonderful podcast. Now, let's move forward. Gordy Kay is a patron of music and rock and roll here in Hamilton. Part-time model, part-time gravel slugger, and full-time rock and roll. I think that's a safe thing to say. She's our friend, she's fun, and she has a problem with her mouth. But it's Gordy Kay from This Ain't Hollywood. Hi, Gordy.
Hi. Can't, quite an intro.
You can't live up to it, can you?
I don't think so.
Nah, I know. I really set you up on that one. I know. It was a bit much. I know.
I've got a complex now because of the eyebrows, but I can't see them.
It's terrifying. But they do have their own podcast. I respect that. Now, Gordana Kay. I haven't seen you in some time, but you and I would often cross swords at the St. Hollywood for shits and giggles with everyone else. As you know, a week back, the bar finally sold. It was up for about 2 years for sale. And it kind of came, I mean, it never comes at a good time, but I mean, during this COVID pandemic thing that we've been going through, we haven't had a chance for anyone to see any live music in Hamilton, and let alone hang out in our favorite music institution here in Hamilton. So I just thought, you know, Gordy has seen some really strange bands at the bar over the year and fun bands, so I thought maybe you could share some stories with us.
I certainly could. I know one of them sticks out more than the rest.
Why does this band stick out?
I don't know. I didn't have an opinion on them when I first saw them. I didn't know who they were when I saw that they were coming. But they happened to play the night that we did a Max's Kansas City fashion show with Blackbird. And there was so much going on that the last thing on my mind was what band is coming out after. Show ended. We changed back into our clothes and they came on. And I think my jaw was on the floor all night. I didn't look at another person. I stood and I was mesmerized by this band, and I bought their album after that, and they were just theatrical, they were catchy, pure punk rock, and it was probably one of my favorite nights there. Absolutely was.
So it was the Kansas City, Max's Kansas City fashion show, which was based upon a rock bar out of Kansas City. Is that correct? Or Cleveland?
I believe it was the theme.
Yeah, that was the theme. I remember reading about the theme of that night. There was this bar that all the bands used to play back in the day in the States, and I think that was the theme of that night. Well, what was the name of the band?
The band was the
Really? And where were they out of?
They were out of New York City. It was Tish and Snooki and Manic Panic, and they were unbelievable. They had a costume change for almost every song. They had props. It was hard not to keep your attention on them. It was probably one of the best nights, easily one of the best shows I've seen there.
Which is, I don't think that's kind of a hard stretch, knowing your personality, because you've always tended, in my opinion, to always gravitate more to the New York punk rock than any of the other styles of hard rock that has come through the bar. Really,
I would agree with that. That's definitely my jam. I love it. It's loud. It's obnoxious. I can relate. I can totally relate.
Right. And so on that night, you were one of the models?
I did a show that night, yes.
Was that your first time modeling, or was it just a goof to help out Patty?
It was a goof to help out. I mean, Lynn and Carrie asked me, and I said, like, why not? And that same night, believe it or not, Lisa O'Connell, our friend from New York, was here, and she had Albert Bouchard with her, and he had brought his brother as well. So I did my little stint on the runway. I got to the end, and I'm like, there is absolutely no way that Blue Oyster Cult is standing right there. Like, I was in a different world. I couldn't wait to get back out, get changed, and then go pick his brain.
Right. You know, it you sound like some of the other folks that have a kinship that have gone to that bar over the years that are music fans from different eras, you know. But to me, it just doesn't sit right in my brain. When the first time I met you and we talked about music, the odd time was that someone that of your age group and your youth would know about that music or had any sort of kinship to it, or you know, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because music sometimes is so generational that you, when someone plays something, you just go, "What? Really? You really like
you
that?
Know,
rockabilly? That's your thing? Rockabilly?"
It makes me emotional when you say that, because I have Lou and Glenn and Jody to thank for that.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no other place that is like a portal to the past like that. You
right.
know, like for me to go in there at 19 years old, at 20 years old, I think I was 19 or 20 when I went in there for the first time. And age didn't matter in there. You know, like I met people like Vivian and Joan and Ruth Mitchell and, you know, different stages of their life where, oh, Joan's like, you know, I met Iggy Pop and Viv. Oh, we were at a show and we saw David Bowie, and it was just swapping stories that they were proud to tell, and I was honored to hear, you know, like it was,
yeah.
It's so, I don't know, I can't explain that place. It's just, it's beautiful, and it's sad. It's sad that it's coming to an end.
Well, I mean, all great things have to come to an end, but I mean the.
That's true.
But then again, right? Who's to say what the future is going to hold for us here in Hamilton? The venue will be closing. I hope. I don't think it's going to happen. Just the way that things are going with the flattening of the curve here locally and the safety issues of having groups of people. We can't even go to a tie cat game or any sort of outdoor concert right now. So the venue
right.
spacing thing is kind of a tricky situation, right? If they say you can only
right.
have 50 people in a bar, so are people allowed to stand in front of the stage? How do you space them out? Like
that's right.
It's a weird thought process. But eventually, at some point, if it was possible, like before the closing of the bar, I'm sure we would have a couple goodbye shows if that was possible. But that's very much hopeful thinking. So, but that's not stopping something afterwards. Like later on, we start opening up and we can start doing shows again. That's something that's something that we can do and honor the people who came to the bar, like yourself and the staff, and put on a show somewhere. You know what I sound like right now? I sound like one of the little rascals. We should build a barn and put on a show.
Yeah.
What do you say,
you know,
Alfalfa?
We need that, though. We need that optimism.
Yeah, I think we do, you know. So I think that's something that we should do, is like maybe down the line. But I think that might be a plan that I've already been hatching anyway. So we'll talk more about that in the months to come. But
perfect.
Gordy, from what I understand, you have to get ready. You have today, full disclosure, we're recording this on Mother's Day, and you're bringing the guy that you're engaged to home to. To your mom. That's so nice.
You know, isn't it nice? Because when the guy that hears this is going to be like, oh, this girl's crazy. I'm out. So thank you, Jamie.
Wait a minute. Okay, can we just stop? Let's just stop right now and put the cards on the table. If he goes and has lunch at your mom's house and has that food, he's going to say to himself in his head, if she can cook at least 2% of the quality of food that her mother can cook, I'm going to ask her to marry me right here.
I was going to say that. Or he's going to marry my mom, one or the other.
Hey, win-win. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Greg? It's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, you're too much. Hi, this is Gordy Kay, and I just want to say a huge thank you to Lou, to Glenn, to Jody, and the staff, and all the patrons of the St. Hollywood. You guys have left me with a lifetime of beautiful memories. You make the city proud, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Yeah, see, I told you she was a lot of fun in an interview. I'm going to get Gordy to do a 3 for 30 and some other stuff as well. I'm always up for people to listen to the show and stuff like that to always partake in the show. So, okay, all right. Now, finishing out this set of music for this hour, you will hear Buffalo Springfield, Mr. Soul. Great track. Jethro Tull, haven't heard this forever. Aqualung. Yeah, this is kind of like your dad's music, or in some cases, your grandpa's music. Nonetheless, great track. Ted Nugent, when he's not like killing things. cool tune, Stranglehold. I may have had too much coffee today while doing the radio show. I may have, just may have. Starting things off, some Black Crowes for you. Jealous Again here on Steel City Music.
Yeah. someday. I got news you never got to go.
He goes down to the bog and warms his feet. start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
All right, folks, check this out. Six men get sick. See, I said it properly. This is what I was so worried about. This is why I love the fact they named the band this, because they're going to change it as soon as possible. Is a new project based out of St.